Welcome to Nonprofit Expert, presented by Donor Perfect.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Expert podcast presented by Donor Perfect. My name is Daryl Moser. I am a Donor Perfect product manager, and my passion is all things tech related to helping nonprofits succeed. Today, we will talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it's changing fundraising asks and cultivating a more meaningful relationship with donors, going a step beyond the ChatGPT tools into data models that are fundraising specific. Today, we have with me Sarah Tedesco, Executive Vice President and co-owner of Donor Search. Sarah, welcome, and tell us a little bit about Donor Search.
Yeah, thanks so much, Daryl, and happy to be here today. So Donor Search is an amazing company, if I do say so myself. And we work with thousands of nonprofits and have been partnering with them by providing them with best fundraising solutions and research solutions for over 16 years. And we work with nonprofits all over the country and are very proud partners of Donor Perfect, allowing us to give data insights and really great intel on your donors. So that way it's right inside of Donor Perfect.
Great, great. Yes, our history together has been pretty incredible. We've seen your product help our clients be able to raise some major dollars for capital campaigns and major gift fundraising efforts. But something new that, of course, has come about, and everybody's hearing of it, maybe even touching on fatigue a little bit, is AI and artificial intelligence. And we've certainly heard about ChatGPT and the way that it's impacting how people are authoring their letters and their emails and so forth, and that's been making an impact. But in your situation, it's a little bit different than just text, right? So how did Donor Search, how did it become clear that AI had a role in Donor Search's business?
And it's interesting, ChatGPT has definitely helped, I think, a lot of people cross, you know, this chasm. This technology chasm, it's allowed for a bit more accessibility, and people have become excited by it because it's just making it so much more tangible. So people are so much more aware of the AI capabilities. But with Donor Search, yeah, we are focused on predictive analytics and helping fundraisers and nonprofits really connect with the donors who are ready to make a gift, you know, this year. So at Donor Search, it became clear that AI had a role in, becoming part of our solutions and part of, the efforts for our nonprofits when 2020 started. The pandemic had some really detrimental effects on so many organizations, and we saw so many nonprofits struggling with either maintaining their fundraising goals or even surpassing their goals. We had made connections with Nathan Chappelle, our Senior Vice President of DSAI, and also Scott Rosenkrantz, who is our AVP of DSAI. And we had instant synergy, and they were already exploring, you know, these AI solutions and how they could help nonprofits. So Bill Tedesco, our CEO, and I, we had met with Nathan several times, and eventually we were able to make these great connections and onboard the DSAI team to Donor Search. After a few years of courting, you know, they became the central department to Donor Search. And also in addition to that, you know, at the same time, what we were seeing is on the charitable giving side was this decline in donors. So we saw not only a decline in donors, but we saw many nonprofits unable to achieve or reach their goals. And actually Nathan and Brian Crimmins actually published a book called The Generosity Crisis, which really highlighted those challenges. So, you know, the timing worked out really well with bringing these AI solutions that were going to help nonprofits be more effective and more efficient at reaching their goals, while at the same time, you know, trying to overcome these challenges that we were seeing with COVID and the pandemic.
Makes complete sense. And something that you touched on, I mean, Donor Search's business probably since the beginning has been about predictive analytics. And predictive analytics for many of our customers has been knowing who do I call to make that big donation that we really need right now to get us, you know, across the bridge to be able to make whatever kind of capital campaign we're going to be doing. And in the old days, this would have been just sort of a raw data, somebody seat of the pants maybe would have been estimating on who they thought was going to be giving the gift based on some history. But now you've got this AI engine that you can actually start doing some number crunching. So with AI and the other piece that comes along with it is machine learning and ML. You know, from what I recall in my programming days, like the idea here is that you had some serious computing power that was crunching large databases that are out there. Can you tell us a little bit about like what kind of power is necessary to try and achieve the results that DonorSearch is able to get?
Yeah. So since we brought in, you know, the machine learning technology and we brought in the DSAI team, we have been able to grow and enhance our technology stack. You know, previously when we were just doing screenings or, you know, these sort of traditional methods of looking to see whether or not somebody was likely to make a gift or, you know, what their wealth capacity is, we might screen, you know, 1 million to 5 million records a month. Now what we're seeing with the AI solutions and working with our clients is that we may process 1 million records for one client in a month. And so what we need is we need this ability. And what we have now is we have this ability for, you know, an individual donor to have, you know, possibly 1,000 features that we've been able to review. So when you couple that with, you know, the DonorSearch big data set, you think of the nonprofits big data set, you have to have this technology that's able to do that. And not only do that, but need to do it well. And you need to be able to do it frequently, because that's really how the models are going to continue to be trained, right? Is that you constantly are adding this new information, that you're receiving these updates, that we're understanding the engagement of the donors and understand how, you know, that relationship might change over time. So it's been pretty exciting, and it's, you know, it's really cool to see those changes. And of course, it's also, you know, really amazing to see the results for those clients and how excited and happy they are with the accuracy of the data.
For sure, for sure. And I think, you know, models is a key term that's used in AI. You know, the data model, some people call it a universe of information that you've got, and how it ends up comparing an individual donor to what that universe looks like. I wanted to push into a little bit of the new DonorSearch AI Insight Scores, which I think is one of the key products that we see coming out of a lot of this number crunching. Newly available, something that you can add to DonorPerfect today when a client gets a screening. But tell us a little bit about what these Insight Scores can tell a nonprofit.
Yeah, and the Insight Scores that are going to be delivered with DonorPerfect, we're thrilled about that. It's going to be really amazing and powerful for the clients. So DonorSearch Insights is actually, you have a series of models that you or that a client is able to choose from. And what we've seen is it's a great way for people to get started when it comes to AI. So DonorSearch Insights allows for organizations to get a handle on some of those foundational strategies that they might have in place. For instance, we have what's called a sustainer model. And the sustainer model predicts which donors are most likely to make at least 4 gifts in the next 12 months. Obviously, the benefit of this is that the score can help nonprofits build or grow a monthly giving program. It allows for sustainers or monthly donors typically to have, it allows for higher retention rates. And then these are also less costly to get started. The kinds of data that you would need for a sustainer program would be, you know, your constituent file. It would be the detailed giving transaction history from 3 to 5 years. And then optional data that might be able to enhance that for you would be detailed event and email history. So click-through rates, you know, that kind of thing, as to looking to see what sort of engagement you're having with your donors. Some of the other insight models that we have is an acquisition score. So this would look to predict which non-donors are most likely to make a first gift. You would use your client supply data, more than 200 different data points from the donor search and well philanthropic screening. It's a little bit different, right? So this is a different type of model because these are non-donors. So you would look at the information, like your constituent file information and any sort of detailed event or email history. So you're not going to have that sort of giving transaction. You also have a retention model. So this is going to predict which first-time donors are most likely to make a second gift. Using the client supply data again and more than the 200 data points, we're able to see which donors are likely to give a second gift. When you think about, you know, retention as a whole in the nonprofit industry, you see so many organizations that are challenged with this, where they have retention rates of 40% or less. So bringing in this retention model, you can really elevate the program. We also have an upgrade model, which is going to predict which donors are most likely to make a gift that is at least 10% higher than the largest gift in the last 3 years. Again, the same sort of data information that you would want to pull. So your constituent file, detailed giving transactions, optional data would be that detailed event and email history. A lifetime value score is also available with Insight. So this is predicting which donors are most likely to make a gift of at least $1,000 to your organization throughout their lifetime. So you would use similar information. And, you know, the idea behind this or the benefit is that on average, approximately 10% of donors will give $1,000 or more in their lifetime. So 90% of donors will give less than $1,000. So this score, this Insight score, is going to allow you to see, you know, precisely where you should be spending your time. And the data required for that would be your constituent file information and then your detailed giving transaction. So lots of different ways that you can use it, and for a bunch of different programs that you might have in, you know, your organization or development shop.
So those scores are amazing. I mean, you're touching on all the different donor journeys that can end up happening, the life cycle of the donor, everything from, you know, a donor acquisition all the way to their monthly giving, getting into some major gift statistics as far as when they're going to be giving more than $1,000. It's almost, if you had that information, you could manage every one of your individuals and just walk them through their life cycle, which is really what a fundraiser needs to do. I guess, so tell me about the output. In other words, if I, as a nonprofit, ask for one of these insight scores, what do I get back?
Yeah. And I just want to highlight too, you're exactly right, Daryl, that it's all about the donor journey and making sure that, you know, the engagement that you are receiving, you know, is going to have those positive results, that you're connecting with the people that actually care. And if there are opportunities to improve that donor, you know, journey, that cycle, then we're able to identify that, right? And you're spending time with the people that will make a gift, and those that are maybe not ready to make the gift right now or be a part of that program, you can, you know, work to cultivate and you can steward. And the question, so your question about, you know, what sort of scores do you get back? So, you know, the way that we have, you know, the way that we've delivered this for our clients is similar to any sort of model. So there's a lot of, you know, quote unquote magic that happens behind the scenes, right? We're using all of this amazing technology. We're bringing in all of these different data points, and then we're accurately, you know, predicting who you should be spending your time with. The way that the scores are broken down is that you receive, you know, for instance, let's say an acquisition score. So this would be for your non-donor. So you would receive a score between 0 to 100. And those scores are relevant to your organization. It's a national model, but it's relevant to your organization. That acquisition rank for the top third of the file are based on, you know, your top priority. Then you would have, you know, those folks that would be your middle tier, that would be folks that you would want to, you know, begin to cultivate. And then you have your lower scores, where maybe you need to spend a bit more time. So there's no good or bad score. You basically use the results based on your specific use cases and objectives. And again, it's just all relative to, you know, your programs that you have in place and how you want to interact with those donors.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So maybe as an example for our listeners right now, if I were to take a nonprofit that has 10,000, we'll call them constituents because we don't know if they're actually donors yet. And we were to look at their acquisition score, it's almost inconceivable to think that a development officer would be able to reach out by telephone to 10,000 people. I've not done the math, but I have a feeling it's going to take a really long time. So the other temptation is well, why don't we just blast all 10,000 with an email and say, hey, you know, you must be a really likely donor. I don't think that you've given yet. So how about making a donation? But by using this score, you can actually do what we often call multi-channel communication, where you can still use email and you can broadly communicate to individuals. But if you've got people that are showing up on the one end of this score that are very likely to give a gift for the first time, their communication can actually be tailored to either include direct mail, which has cost to the nonprofit, or maybe even time, which is going to be the phone call to the nonprofit or to the donor, which both of them are very valuable commodities that the development director has to manage. And so getting this score really enables the nonprofit to budget where they're going to be putting their resources to have the maximum effect. And that's true for all the scores, right? It's basically a 1 to 100 score, and you can either divide that 50-50 or into thirds, and you can segment your communication accordingly based on whether you're looking at retention, acquisition, sustainer, any of those models, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a, you know, opportune time or, you know, great example to bring up is the Smith Center, who we work with out in Las Vegas. And they felt many of the struggles during COVID. They had layoffs. They had, you know, I think they laid off 75% of their staff. They anticipated a loss of $40 million. They had to cancel 450 performances. And so they were really struggling. And, you know, they were doing their regular screenings, they were doing their fundraising efforts that, you know, we were all, you know, used to doing. But after meeting with them actually in person, we had some really great conversations. And Bill actually had a great conversation with them about why not trying some of these insight scores and bringing the AI into the mix. So they processed actually 50,000 records. And started a sustainer program. And so they were looking to see, you know, who's most likely to give at least four gifts in the next 12 months. And so they received their scores back, right, that 0 to 100. And what they were able to do is they actually, you know, they were a little skeptical at first, too. And, you know, Carol talks about this. There's a great case study about it. But, you know, they just wanted to see, you know, is it going to work or is it not going to work? And so what they did is they emailed all of these folks, and what they were able to see is or find was that they were able to double their monthly giving program. They were able to, you know, generate these great returns. And, you know, the benefits, obviously, of a sustainer program is that it's recurring revenue, right? Like you don't have to keep going back and asking for that gift. So they were able to overcome a lot of those financial challenges. They were actually able to start growing again. And that's all because of, you know, trying something a little bit different, bringing in some of that engagement data and segmenting, just like you're talking about, on the folks and prioritizing people that are in that top tier that are going to be able to, you know, make that transformative gift or become a new type of donor for them. So it's pretty exciting. And it's, of course, cost effective, just like you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Doubling your monthly gifts. That's a great testament to the kind of performance that you can expect with this tool. Amazing. Amazing. I guess, you know, we've known Donor Search for a very long time as being a major gift fundraising tool. And what we've talked about so far is something that I think of as sort of a transactional fundraising. Maybe the monthly gifts and the acquisition models are a little bit different than the way we look at major gift fundraising, where we're also looking at capacity, which I think is key. So tell us how AI has impacted donor searches, major gift fundraising. Are there any results on predictability of gifts, and how does that work?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So the insight scores are definitely great for different programs that you have in place, right? So not necessarily focused on major gifts. Of course, you can do upgrade levels, or you could do lifetime value, which have, you know, some of those transformative gifts inside of them. But when you're talking about, you know, really enhancing a major gift program, our custom DSAI solutions, or what we would call the enterprise level, are also a great way to really give more power and momentum to what you're currently doing. So the idea with that is that you're able to, you know, it's a dynamic model, right? And we're looking at seeing, you know, who's likely to make a gift this year in the next 12 months. And then we're also looking to see who will become a donor. So when you look at the DSAI custom solutions, you're actually able to overlay, you know, the wealth and the philanthropic capacity in addition to, you know, who's likely to make this gift right now. So in the past, you know, it's always been, and it's still powerful, right? Screening is still a wonderful way to do your research. But if you're ready to do more, bringing the AI and the machine learning is just going to give it all the momentum that you need. But what this allows you to do is you're taking out and you're removing any sort of biasness. So you're taking out any sort of things that might have, you know, biased your model to look at a donor, that donor type that wasn't necessarily going to uncover new prospects for you. So with the DSAI side, you're actually able to overlay that capacity, that philanthropic information with the engagement data, use all of your different fields and criteria to figure out who you should be talking to and like really segment it down. And it allows you to make those connections that maybe you wouldn't have been able to make in the past. We also see that the DSAI component is really effective in helping manage the major gift portfolios. So you're able to refresh those major gift portfolios much more quickly than you have in the past. We've also seen that you actually can increase the average gift size to find better donors. In some cases, it's 5 to 10 times that size. And then, of course, obviously finding new donors that can fit that. So it's really, you know, the DSAI solutions and, of course, the insights too, they are flexible in how you can focus on those people that are going to make those transformative gifts. It's just a matter of like, where your efforts are and what questions you're actually asking. Is that helpful?
It is. It is very helpful. And I think, you know, maybe just to reiterate a little bit so that our nonprofits have an understanding of this is the insight scores. To me, they're great for clients of any size, clients that are doing routine fundraising. When we start talking about major gift fundraising, oftentimes we're talking about capital campaigns and large, significant gifts that are going to be coming through those channels. And so it's just a bit of a unique way of doing fundraising, but two different tools that Donor Search has that can apply to either end of the fundraising spectrum, which is great. Now, something that you had mentioned in that conversation about major gift fundraising is bias. And you were telling me a little bit before we went on the air about responsible AI for fundraising. And tell us about what that is. What's the concern?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, there is a community, it's called the Fundraising AI Community, and they just had a summit where the conversation was all about, you know, responsible AI and being transparent. You know, when people think about AI, there's a lot of hesitation, right? You know, are we using this for good? Are we using this for evil? which is a terrible way of saying it, but it's true, right? You know, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of questions associated with it. And with responsible AI, you know, the goal there is that we want to make sure and ensure that we are delivering these solutions that are transparent, that are unbiased, that they'll be used for good. And this fundraising AI community, has actually created this framework that we are adhering to, and we're going to make sure that we adhere to. And in fact, Nathan Chappelle, our senior vice president of DSAI, he was the one who actually chaired it. Another point too that I just want to throw in there is, when we talk about this evolution of AI in 2019, there was a study that was done. It was the state of artificial intelligence in the nonprofit sector. And that was done in 2019. And it asked a series of questions. And what they found was that 52% of people are afraid of AI. 75% of people believe that AI will make their life easier. 73% of nonprofits believe AI innovation aligns with their beliefs. But 83% believe that there needs to be an ethical framework surrounding it. And when you, fast forward to 2023 and we look at, ChatGPT and we look at, some of these rollouts of AI and all of the different conversations surrounding it, I think those questions and thoughts, they are so much more relevant now and they're very present. So people are starting to use it. But, now it's, how do we harness this technology? How do we make sure that we are using it responsibly?
Yeah, I think maybe to touch on some examples for our listeners just a bit. I mean, the sensitive areas here are when we start looking at geolocation, ethnicity, gender, and so forth. And those are some of the attributes that I guess before you let AI begin to process on the data, that they need to be removed from that so that it doesn't end up finding patterns that can be false positives or assumptions that are just incorrectly based on some of this data. And I think from what you had shared is that after the calculation is done and the ranking happens, then that information can actually be overlaid back on top of it along with some of their wealth capacity and so forth so that it doesn't create these biases that are out there. So, I mean, it sounds like it was handled very smartly and also probably just in time as we ended up having these engines, really push into some extreme data elements of information out there about our donors.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there, Daryl, again, is, what we do at Donor Search is we remove those, specific or those demographic data points that would point us in the direction of bias. So that way, you are focused on people that are engaged, that are focused on, making that connection and are ready to make those gifts now versus just, what have we done in the past? So it's an ability to actually uncover even more potential and to maybe even focus your efforts on some initiatives that allow you to engage new donors and a group of diverse donors too.
Great, great. No, it's excellent to hear that Donor Search is not only participating, but also chairing some of this responsible AI. And it's going to be very important as we progress forward in adding more to these models and doing more with it. So, well, this has been tremendously informative. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us today. We hope that our listeners have truly enjoyed hearing about how AI is impacting not just how they're writing the emails, but also just how they're approaching their donors for fundraising asks and just being smart and efficient fundraisers. So thank you so much for sharing about Donor Search today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Daryl, and look forward to talking more in the future.
Sounds great. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Nonprofit Expert, presented by Donor Perfect. For more information and a special offer, visit donorperfect.com/podcast.